of the bitch.
This is a chopper!
Put the bunny back in the box.
Diplomatic immunity.
Jeff been revoked.
Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and f*** the prom queen.
Ah, yes, they do.
That there is a Trey Mitchell, a Cray Trey production. From the makers of the Tom Grebe theme song.
There's one in there I believe we haven't seen yet. We'll get to that later.
Yeah?
I believe so.
A Trey production?
Yeah.
All right. As Trey would say.
All right.
Anyway, that voice you heard there, not one of the familiar ones you hear from noon to three every day. That is Corby Davidson, the snake, who has become an integral part of our high tea movie of the day, week, month. It's about a month, right? Dude, about monthly?
Yeah, once a month.
So far. We already know next month we're set, right?
Of course.
What are we doing?
Independence Day.
Oh, yeah. You know what we got to do? This is going to dip back a little bit. And Jake, I don't know if you've seen Roadhouse or not, but have you seen it?
Not only have I seen it, I watched about half of it on television just a few days ago.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
It's got to be in this series.
But I've always heard we should. You got Swayze, right?
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll watch whatever Swayze.
He got a lot of Swayze.
He's Bodie. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. It was really good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dog.
It was really cool stuff. Hot dog. Oh, are you going to be in town the week of July 4th?
I'm off that week, but I think I'm going to be around, but I can't promise that right now. If that is your next movie.
We'll work it out.
That's the week we want to do it, so maybe you could at least peel off a segment for
us.
Sure. But yeah, that's in the future. This is now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the movie Speed. So we're talking 1994, Keanu. I mean, tell us Keanu's in a movie. We're probably going to watch it.
He's still a bit of an up-and-comer at this point. He did have Johnny Utah. He did have a couple of other films, but I think this is an opportunity for Keanu to really break out. And I got to say something right now. 1994 Keanu Reeves might be the hottest man I've ever seen in my life. We need him in this. He's so damn attractive.
I feel like he really looks exactly the same right now, though.
His hair is really ratty and long, and he looks like Bill from Ted.
Yeah.
But this is pretty peak. Like, he probably could pass for, like, an NFL safety.
Yeah.
Is this right before The Matrix?
Probably 4 or 5 years before The Matrix.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
So Keanu, we've got him signed up. What we really need is a real power team up. I've got action star Jeff Daniels available to fill other cop role.
Jeff Daniels is an odd pairing in everything he's ever been in. Like, he's not really funny, yet he was with Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
He's not an action guy, yet he's paired up as the cop buddy of Keanu Reeves here.
Well, just so that the audience doesn't get confused, can I make sure that they're named Harry
in both
1994's
movies.
Dumb and Dumber and 1994's Speed?
Do we know which one of these? Because I looked at that last night, too. Do we know which one dropped first? Was it Dumb and Dumber or Speed? Because I feel like Speed had to have come out first, because nobody would have taken it seriously had Harry from Dumb and Dumber been the other action star in Speed.
And he's dressed the same. Yeah, he's got the parrot.
Right.
Speed came out in June of 94. Dumb and Dumber in December of 94.
All what right. if it was the Mutt Cuts van that they had to keep above 50?
That is a very confusing casting decision that we've made here.
By the way, Jean Dubont is the director of this. He is a Danish director. He also did... The only other movie that I know is Twister. That he did. Yeah.
Legendary movie in my life.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Do you know why?
No.
First fight with my would-be wife.
During Twister?
It gets better.
Kind of. But Twister came out the weekend of Mother's Day 1 year.
Uh-huh.
And I think I worked, so I couldn't see it until Sunday. And the preview looks so cool. And I was a fairly big user of the dope back then.
Sure, sure.
And so I had a big plan to... I wanted to get baked and go watch Twister by myself.
Right.
I thought that'd be a really fun Sunday.
Not with anyone else.
And then she was like, oh, it's Mother's Day. And I think I lied and said I was sick, or I said something. And it was a week or two later when, with a buddy or from friends and drinking or doing something, where somehow it slipped out that it was probably the next week, and it was like last Sunday. Oh, yeah, you saw Twister baked, right, last Sunday, and she's sitting right there, and then she put it all together like, wait.
Yeah.
Because I just lied.
Well,
I
what said did she want to do for Mother's Day? She wasn't a mother?
No, she wanted me to go to her mom's house for dinner.
Oh, okay. You know, someday I'll be a mother.
So I had to go to her mom's house for dinner for Mother's Day, but I begged out because I said I was sick. I totally lied.
Right, but you went to Twister.
And I just got totally... just baked, sat in the theater.
Giant tub of popcorn.
It was so great.
So many tornadoes.
Anyway.
Sandra Bullock in this film.
Is this her debut?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. She became America's sweetheart? Exactly. But she's kind of sassy, you know, but somehow able to operate.
We could only afford Sandra. We can't afford anyone else because we've paid Dennis Hopper, who probably was the height of his powers, right?
See, I don't know about Dennis Hopper. You needed someone insane, you know, that had this insane thing personified. And Hopper was always thought of as like this drug guy from the 60s and 70s and just insane. I don't know what he had done. What led him to this point to be in this movie? But I remember being like, oh, he's going to be an awesome bad guy.
It's an interesting decision, too, because in my mind, at this stage, we're only making the bad guy foreign. Like, it's Russian, or we might be starting to get into Middle Eastern. But if you're not going to do that, what you have to have, he's disgruntled. Because he, too, was once on the force. Either ex-military or cop who's not happy with the way that the state treated him.
Yeah.
That plays a little bit.
They pretty firmly establish him as a bad guy in the first scene.
Yeah.
When he stabs the security guard in the side of the head. Yeah, they establish him as the bad guy.
As he is disabling an elevator and he's going to kill all those inside it unless he gets a very specific $3.7 million. $3.5 million?
No more, no less.
They're dead.
Yeah.
Right.
But $3.7 million.
My general pitch for this movie would be, what if I could make people feel like they're going to have a heart attack for 2 straight hours? Like, there's not going to be a 5-minute segment where you're not very worried about what's happening next.
Right.
There's no chill at all. Just speed.
Well, one of the funniest things about this movie was at the very beginning, whenever the elevator is dropping and here comes the bomb squad. And here comes Keanu and his rogue partner, Jeff Daniels. And did you notice what they did as they pulled up to the building? So these are guys that are, you know, these are bomb squad guys.
Right.
All right. They're in Los Angeles, right? Why don't you take a look at this car before it parked in front of the building.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's 80 feet off the ground. They hit a jump. These two cops did.
A lot of jumps.
And went flying. I mean, flying through the air.
That car would not
operate. Before
they
screeched to a halt. No. No.
So, but Dennis Hopper not only establishes the bad guy, we establish Keanu as a super cop immediately, too.
Oh, yeah.
Not a regular cop.
No.
Bomb tech.
He's not eating donuts.
Repelling. Sharpshooter.
He found a hook at the top of the building that conveniently would hook onto a loop that just conveniently was on the top of this elevator.
Right.
And he, yeah, shimmied down the elevator shaft, hooked it onto there, and...
So if a bomb did go off, it would hook onto this crane that was at the top of this building that was still being built?
Right. A half-finished crane, and Keanu looks at it, sizes it up for 2 seconds, and says... It'll hold.
So if you're watching...
You're the best scientist of all time.
If you're watching this movie for a half an hour, you're thinking, I watched the wrong movie. I put in elevator.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a movie about
a bus.
About a bus. The main plot is that a bus, there's a bomb on a bus. They have to keep it above 50 miles per hour or else it'll explode. And that's not a weird premise at all. In Los Angeles traffic.
Dude, the first 15 minutes of that bus trying to stay at 50 miles an hour in L.A. as they're approaching highways that are backed up for 20 miles. They're driving down, you know, Rodeo Drive or whatever. I mean, they're all over that town where the only thing that anybody knows about Los Angeles is traffic is the worst in the country. And they keep a bus over 50 miles an hour the whole time.
Not a motorcycle.
Yes.
Which would also be impossible.
A bus.
And I got to say this, too. Sandra doesn't look all that worried about how this is going to work out ever.
Well, she's batting her eyebrows at the hottest guy you've ever seen.
But she's just so in control, like, oh, I guess we'll just exit up here.
And she's driving the bus like she's been a bus driver for 100 years.
Yeah, he never says, you know what, I should probably take over.
No.
I'm going to let her
drive. You're doing great.
What do we have, a 100-foot jump here where the highway isn't finished? It's okay.
Bro.
Sandy's got it. Hold on. Part two of this review of the 1994 thriller, High T thriller Speed. You a Speed fan, Blake?
I love
that
movie.
Had you ever seen it before?
Oh, yeah.
Was this big when you were a kid?
Somehow, I missed this one.
I did, too. This is the first one that we've reviewed that I wasn't all over when it came out in the theater.
There were certainly scenes I was familiar with.
I mean, I've seen it multiple times since, but, you know.
I've never sat down and watched the whole thing in one sitting, and I gotta say, I love it. This is an awesome movie.
Okay.
Everything about it is perfect.
Can we get to the jump? Please?
So not the jump in the beginning. Because you've already established, we're talking about the movie Speed, 1994.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, oddly Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock, Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper's a really, really bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, Keanu thwarts his efforts to extort $3.7 million, very specific $3.7 million from the city of Los Angeles, where he had trapped some people in an elevator. He was going to kill them, let it drop, unless they met his demands. Keanu saves the day, because he's Keanu. So then later, he... later in the movie, he, what is this, a year later, 2 years later?
Yeah, I think they said 2 years.
He somehow equipped a bus with a bomb on it, and the bomb would explode if the bus went below 50 miles an hour. So it triggered something once it hit 50, and then if it didn't stay above 50, the bus would blow up.
What a concept.
So even though it's over 50, Keanu somehow gets himself on that bus.
Well, of course.
And on that bus, there's a perfect cross-section of society. There's one tourist, Cameron, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
There's a Hispanic. There's a black lady. There's a librarian, kind of a buttoned-up lady. Yes. They've got just the whole...
They've got everyone that can't afford a car.
They had a criminal. You know, a guy who was worried that there was a cop on there.
Coming
right.
to get
Listen,
him.
We gotta. Hey, I'm not a cop.
Yeah,
and just a guy.
I don't care about your crimes.
Lays his badge down, and the guy's like, "Oh, okay, we're good then."
Didn't you love how Keanu got on the bus? He had to do the cop. I need your car.
Oh yeah, and then that guy was really chill about the fact that they were chasing a bomb bus in his car.
Yeah,
everybody was way too calm.
And
Sandra Bullock, who had to take over because the criminal, he didn't go so easily when Keanu just didn't put down his badge. At first, the criminal pulled a gun. Keanu wrested it away from him, and when the gun went off and shot the bus driver.
Right. Now she's
So that's where Sandra Bullock can take over, keep it at 50.
Well, see, here's the thing. She was also worried that Keanu, the cop, was on the bus. Here, I'm going to play this for my computer, Mino.
Is there a plan?
Just for you to drive. We're okay for now. Just keep us above 50.
Good plan. So you're a cop, right?
That's right.
Well, I should probably tell you that I'm taking the bus because I have my driver's license revoked.
What for?
Speeding.
Yay!
Perfect! You pretty much
Speeding.
Said the title.
Speeding.
Mm-hmm.
This won't be a problem then, because she's Perfect. A speeder.
Speeding.
How much speeding do you have to do to get your license revoked if we're going to look at realistic?
Yeah, I don't. That's about as realistic as the open lanes in L.A. traffic.
So, like I said, they kind of had a lot of cliche things. The perfect cross-section of society. Somewhere along their route, the classic, somebody starting to walk across the street with a baby stroller.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, they hit it. But the classic misdirection, the baby stroller was full of old cans and bottles recycling.
Because
that's something you see.
You know, first off, the woman who was pushing it did not look homeless at all. She kissed someone before she started walking across the street. Like, it looked like, you know, say goodbye to our baby. And then the thing just gets trucked by a bus and cans fly everywhere. And she's like, oh my God, I hit a baby. No, it was full of cans.
But here we are. We've been driving for an hour.
We got an escort.
We have a lot of classic cliche things have happened. Yes, now they have police escort. But we're just realizing this. Oh my gosh, I just realized this now. A couple miles up ahead, which means about 2 minutes. They haven't finished this highway.
No, this brand new highway.
So it's brand new.
And we, the LAPD, were completely unaware of this fact.
It says it's finished on the map.
But it's not finished. And so it... What was it, 100 feet?
No, it was 50.
A football field long?
It was 50 feet.
50 feet?
Okay, so that is about, you know, what, 10, 15 yards, something like that.
But this is a bus.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bus.
Full of people.
Yeah, it is. I mean, imagine a Greyhound bus that the peak speed that it showed, by the way, was 70.
Right. When they
really
floored it to the very top, it almost hit 70.
70. And it had to make a jump. And by the way, when it tried to make the jump, when they showed, because I thought, when I remembered seeing this...
It was a big ramp or
yeah,
something, right?
Yes, there was a ramp at the top of it. It was literally flat.
Yes.
Nothing.
They didn't even try to make it look like something that could possibly happen.
And somehow, when this bus hits the edge... It went flying straight up in the air, like almost pointed at the moon... And then cleared it. Completely
cleared it.
No problem.
On the TV version of this, they always cut to commercial right when the bus leaves.
Okay. But like it almost looked more like a decline than an incline of a ramp. Like that they were going to drive straight into a ravine. And instead it just levitated.
That thing, the front of it would not have even hit the next. I mean, it would have just dropped like bloop. Oh, well, that was a bad move.
So if we're in the writer's room later, or before the movie...
Yeah.
They did that exact... I'm just going to fast forward. We can go back, though, to the bus. They end up getting off the bus at some point somehow, right?
Yeah.
Logically.
Well, they looped the video in the bus to fool the crook.
But, so now they... we started in an elevator, now we're on a bus. We end up on a kind of a train.
When is this movie going to end?
I know, it's so long. By the way, so you save everyone on the bus, right? Everyone on the bus lives. And the elevator. Everyone lives. But then the bus, after everybody gets off, they're in the airport at this point. It hits a plane.
Well, I think the plane was full of aluminum cans.
I mean,
the plane exploded.
Yeah.
And yes.
So did they kill 250 people to save the 15 people?
But let's say nobody was on that plane. They were so against giving Dennis Hopper $3 million. His price had gone down to $3 million now.
Yeah.
He just wants $3 million. They would blow up a plane which cost $20
million. Who knows? Yeah, who knows?
Instead of that, and all the damage that was done in the city. But once they get on that train, they did the... God, I can't understand how this could go awry. Well, what if the writers are in the room, like, What if we just say the train track isn't finished yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we already did that with the highway.
That was like 15 minutes ago.
No one will remember that.
No.
Because that's what they did. They're on the train, and it's kind of going too fast.
And how about the dialogue? Is she's handcuffed inside the train.
Right. After Dennis Hopper has kidnapped her.
Yeah. And they realize, Keanu realizes, what's his name? Jack?
Yeah, Jack Taggart.
Jack. It's not finished. The track's not finished. And he sets down the microphone and he walks back to her and he goes, "You're not going to believe this."
Dude, you're right, though. I didn't even think of that. That 15 minutes later in the movie, they're just like, more unfinished road.
Yeah.
So is this...
Why not?
By the way, here's another thing. So the climactic ending is they're on the train, the subway or whatever. And, they're like the only ones on it, and Keanu's on top of it, of course, trying to get down to rescue the scene. Dennis Hopper has a machine gun.
Yeah.
As Keanu Reeves is right on top of it, and he is firing thousands of bullets just all over the place, and he can't hit him.
But he's rolling back and forth.
Right. Yeah,
so that's
true.
You can avoid machine gun fire. Never falling off.
And then Dennis Hopper, at the age of 70, says, "You know what? I'm just going to somehow climb up there and beat up what appears to be a super
cop ever.
NFL safety. I'm just going to beat him up." And he did.
Kind of did.
He beat his ass until he got his head cut off.
Yeah, he got decapitated by a light or something.
Yeah.
Here, you want to hear that real quick?
Yeah.
This is like, so Hopper's telling him, like, "I'm going to beat you, Jack, because I'm smarter than you. I'm smarter than you." And then he gets decapitated, and Keanu.
"Yeah. Well, I'm taller.
I don't even..."
It doesn't really make
a lot of
sense.
"I don't even get it.
What did he say?
I'm taller."
So Keanu's like, he's on his back, lying down, and he's trying to throw him off, but I guess because he's got a couple inches, I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
No, he says he's taller because the guy lost his head.
Oh,
he's now taller than he
is. That's what it is?
Oh, yes. Now.
See, Blake's smarter than us.
Oh, okay. But I thought it had something to do with... I didn't know.
"Yeah. Well, I'm taller."
And also...
Jack! Oh, God, I got you! Jack! Hi!
Turn around.
"Where's Payne?"
"He lost his head."
Oh, yeah! Yeah! And by the way, she's strapped like 50 bombs on her. He put so many bombs. This guy's like a bomb wizard. And if you hear that at the end, he goes, "Hey, turn around." And he just unplugs one wire.
Yeah.
And it's all good. Just rips it out. Like, "We're done. We're done here. We're done."
Do you want to hear Eden's review?
Well, hang on. Here's another thing.
It's not that great.
A man is lying on top of him. His head gets cut off. All right? He's laying on top of him. There's no blood on Keanu.
It's clean.
None. It was clean cut.
Yeah.
Like cauterized right there.
All the veins.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's so ridiculous.
I absolutely loved it.
It gets more and more ridiculous. The concept is good, but... jeez. Dude, it ain't The Rock. Let me tell you that right now.
It might not be The Rock.
The Rock is on top so far of my high T movies.
All right. Next month, Independence Day. It's 2:50. This is the